So this is just a quick public service announcement. I didn't want to make this video, but I know a lot of us don't use new computers, so I do want to like kind of share some advice. So this is my computer. It's a 2007 iMac. It's pretty good for what it does. It's how I record and edit all my videos. And because I care about my videos, I unfortunately just now had to unplug my computer. And you're probably wondering why I unplugged it and why I powered it off. Well, I'm trying to cool down my computer because if you didn't know, computers like my iMac can get pretty warm. And unfortunately, while I was trying to look for a plugin for Flash for Internet Explorer 5, I tried to wipe off an ant because I saw an ant crawling around on the display. Turns out that whenever I tried to like grab the ant, all I touched was the display. So I freaked out. And I looked it up online, and unfortunately, I know I have at least one ant, but I may or may not have at least a small group of ants currently residing inside the computer. Why? Because ants are apparently attracted to the warmth of the computer. I don't know too much about that. I quickly did some research because I freaked out. One of the tips that I was given was to basically power off the computer entirely, shut it down, and unplug it. Because, like, even when it's shut down, the computer, the cable, it still sends, like, electricity. So, I was told, if you're gonna turn off your computer to get it cool, then turn it off and unplug it. Which is why it's, the cable's right there. So, I don't have to, like, worry about grabbing it again once I eventually plug in the computer. And I'm gonna look into how much suction cups cost, because if you don't know how these iMac models work, basically, this part of the display, like the glass, I guess, it's like held in by magnets. So you can take a suction cup and take off this part to leave the LCD and get inside and then get rid of that ant problem. But I think what I'm going to try to do first is figure out how to lure the ants out so that way they don't want to be inside my computer. And then if I still have issues with ants, then we'll go from there. But unfortunately, you're probably wondering, well, why is it a big deal if ants get into your computer? Well, ants, if you didn't know, they can short circuit certain parts of the computer, and the last thing I want is for this computer to completely stop working because of some ants. Ants secrete acids and stuff that over time they can corrode some of the signals. And they can also short circuit as they're crawling around. So the last thing I need is for this computer to not work, because this computer actually means a lot to me. It has a lot of my childhood memories. I mean, keep in mind, I was a baby when this computer came out. So I was a baby when we got this computer. So I need to preserve this computer as much as I can. And so I just wanted to make this quick little public service announcement, because I was also working on another video that'll come out eventually, but I mean, first I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do about all the video files, because I really wanted to edit the video on here. But unfortunately, that just doesn't look like it's gonna happen, so I might actually have to edit on my laptop that's over here. Yeah, I might have to actually edit on that thing instead of this computer, which is kind of sad, but the more important thing is getting the ants out, and then we can go back to our regularly scheduled programming. So if I really get desperate, I'm not gonna edit on here. I'm just gonna use my MacBook, because I have my iPad right there where I have all the video files, and I have my MacBook that I can edit the videos on. That computer is perfectly fine, and then I have my main computer, which is not fine because of what I just said about the ants. So yeah, y'all keep your computers safe, you know, check up on them regularly. I have to also clean down here at the bottom because there's like some ventilation down here where I have my fingers, and I saw when I looked down there that it does have like dust, so I also have to clean that, but first I gotta deal with the ants. Anyways, that's all I really had to share for today. Please, if you guys have had experience with this, please Leave me some tips down in the comment section, and I will see you all soon.